But unlike you, I've never had a child and I've never wanted a child. But when I was told about an interview you did last night, which is going to go out on Radio 4, and the effect that your daughter has had on you and your emotions and everything, I do feel probably I've missed out, actually, because it's someone to hold the baton to and to say, right, you carry on now. Do you think?
Well, I never was going to have a kid. I decided that I wasn't, because, you know, the task, it seemed, was too big for me to be the guardian of a soul and make sure that soul, you know, remains intact. I didn't want the pressure, I didn't want the responsibility, and I wasn't going to get married either. I decided that I was going to be a vagabond going from door to door, you know, sharing my problems from pillow to pillow, and I was having a good time, you know. And then Ida came along and, you know, like a lightning rod, things instantly changed, and I, you know, she's amazing, and I'm like, right, okay, this is another path. And I kind of, I changed my tune, and Teddy's arrived. And what I do know is that I'm now experiencing the full gambit of being a human, and it's really cool, you know. I think knowing a little bit about you, you will probably use that as not having a child as a tool to beat yourself up a little bit. I wouldn't. Don't bother with that. It's just another tool to hurt yourself. So don't give yourself the excuse. I'm having a great time, you know, and I love being a dad. I love being a dad. I would have loved being a single person too.